Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the automatic 3-in-1 thrusting and vibrating male masturbator from Sohemi. And they didn't mention this is also a sucking toy. So it actually does three things which you usually don't see together. It thrusts, it vibrates, and it sucks. So, all right. So let me show you how the toy works. There is a port on the top. This is where the charger fits in. The charger is a headphone style charger, so it plugs in on the top. And there's an LCD display. I don't know if you can see that. Can you see that? There's a little battery. It's right there. So that's how you know it's charging. It's like a tiny little battery indicator. All right. The insert itself. Oops. So hold on. All right. The cap comes off. Also, this cap right here is supposed to hold the insert in. It, you have to kind of twist it, and it's supposed to hold it in, but the insert kind of just goes out of it. There's no lip. See, there is a lip. See this, like, it's supposed to fold over something, but there's nothing for it to fold over. I guess it's supposed to fold over this. So I guess if you fold it over that, but it doesn't really work. The insert just kind of, it just kind of comes out. So it's fine. I mean, it works. It works fine even, but this, I'm going to get into this later, but a lot of corners were cut and things don't fit together correctly. But anyway, so the way the insert works, this is effectively a smush toy. And let me show you the insert. So there's a bullet vibrator that goes into this pocket. Oh, I already accidentally turned it on. Let me turn that off. All right. So there's a bullet vibrator that goes in this pocket. And this is effectively the insert. And this part right here, this is the smush part. So this is the part that the toy goes up and down, and it smushes this little part in. So this is the action. Now, you know, this isn't that much room. You're like, this doesn't move that much. But again, so here's the inside of the toy. It does not have any kind of heating element or anything. But anyway, we put it in. Again, the insert has a lip, but it doesn't really fit in correctly. Like, it would have been better if there was like a more pronounced lip. I guess they wanted to bring the insert to the edge as much as possible. So maybe they thought it would just kind of all work out if you just believed in yourself. I don't know. But again, this is supposed to hold it in place. It just doesn't. Where's that thing? Okay. So, this will work, I guess. All right. So, the way the controls work, there's three functions. There's a main button here. There's a dial along the main button. And then there's a secondary button here. So, I guess now we're looking at this. Let me show you the display. This is really dim. So, you can see there is a number on top. That this is the speed of the thrust. So, the 260, 290, 320, 350, 380, 410. And that is the highest speed. So, there's six speeds. And then you click it. Right now it's on three. This is the vibration speed. If I can click it, it'll go to four, you know, five, whatever. So I think there's 10 vibration settings. All right. Yep. So there's 10. And then zero is off. Okay. So you can see it going. Now, again, this is a smush toy. Now, while it kind of just looks like it's going away, you can just basically smush into it. Let me show you. Can you see down into it? Yeah. So it's going. So that's the thrusting. But again, you push the button to make it vibrate, make the bullet vibrator go. Now, here's what's interesting is the suction. So this button here is the suction. So you can click it. Now, you may, and it will work with the with the thrust. However, you can hold it. If you hold it, then notice the number goes crazy. The number for the vibration, for some reason, it cycles, and the thrusting stops. and this turns on continuous suction. Now when you let go, the thrusting will continue. So it goes right back to where you were before. And again, you can click the button to cycle through the suction settings, or you can hold it if you want to do continuous suck. But then once you let go, it'll go back to thrusting and vibrating. And then when you want to turn it off, you just push down the button to turn it off. All right, so there you go. That's the toy. So it combines suction, it combines vibration, it combines thrusting. Sounds pretty good, right? The problem with this toy is they shot for the moon, but they didn't quite hit the moon, and they didn't really quite land among the stars. It doesn't really work very well, and I'll tell you why. Number one is the thrusting. This dial is really stiff. It's really hard to use this dial. It's easy to slip through your fingers, and it's very stiff to rotate. And there's six settings, so the dial isn't like analog. It cycles through six different thrust settings. The vibration is just, the only vibration is caused by this little bullet vibrator, which isn't that powerful. You can barely feel it. It's not like an actual powerful vibrator. The suction, you couldn't really feel it unless you're holding down the button. When you're holding down the button, you can feel the suction. When it's like the regular just pattern, you don't really feel it. It's like barely touching you. And even the thrust motor was very weak. So just using it, I would jam it. And what I had to do, well, let me try to insert this back in. Oh my gosh. Okay, go back in. Anyway, so while I was trying to use this toy, you know, if I try to push down on it so I can actually feel the thrusting, my dick was too big and it was jamming it. So it would stop. So I had to kind of back off. But then when I backed off, it was going up and down, but it only went up and down on like the upper half of my dick. So the upper half of my dick was getting something, but the lower half of my dick couldn't get anything. And if I tried to push my dick in to get more coverage, it would jam the toy. And again, I don't have like a giant dick. I have a very average dick. And I jammed this toy unless I backed it off, and then I was only getting half of the action. I didn't really feel the vibrator. The suction didn't really do much. I was holding it down. I could feel the seal. I could feel the seal from the suction, but it didn't really do anything. It sucked me in a little bit deeper, a little bit more snugly. But the problem is the motor, the thrusting motor, just wasn't powerful enough. And usually the whole thing about smush toys is they can be hands-free. You can either press this against a wall, jam your dick in, all the action happens inside, it's hands-free. But because the motor is very weak, you can't really jam it in, you know, all the way, because it'll stop the motor. So you have to kind of like loosely put your dick in and have it go up and down on the first half. And it just didn't feel very good. I got frustrated with it. And so, too many corners were cut. The motor needs to be more powerful. Basically, the vibrator is weak. The motor is weak for the thrusting. The suction, it worked okay. I could feel the suction. I could feel it, you know, clenching and making that seal. The other problem is this insert. So again, I've talked about this a couple times. The idea behind this insert, there is a lip on this insert, and that lip is supposed to go. Oh, I guess this comes off too. I didn't even notice that. So okay. So let me. This lip is supposed to go around here. So there's this black lip. This insert is supposed to go around here. There's nothing to make it go down. Like, I can't force this insert down in order for it to actually hug this lip correctly. So what you're left doing is you're just kind of like, you're trying to push this down to force the insert through, but it just pokes right through the hole. Now, in order for this to work correctly, the hole for this has to be smaller than the hole for this. That way, this can hug the lip, and then this can kind of lock that in place, but it just doesn't. So again, I'll put this on, and okay, the insert just goes right through. So the insert doesn't really lock in place for a proper smush toy fit. Also, again, just looking at this insert, this smush kind of action is very, very small. there isn't a lot of room, and this insert isn't very big. So this is the maximum length of the insert, and it's gonna be smushing, which means you're only really getting about this much of the insert that's actually being useful, and that's pretty small. Let me get my ruler. All right, so we're looking at about, this is probably the whole length. And yeah, this is as I feared, so 4.5 inches. 4.5 inches for the depth. Or if you live in Europe, that comes out to about 12 centimeters. That is small. Now for an Asian person, that's pretty average. Asian girls have about, their pussies about 4.5 inches deep. And I assume guys, Asian guys, their dicks probably around the same length because these things tend to go together. So yeah, if you have a 4.5 inch dick, this toy is fine. If you're like Asian, but if you're not Asian and you don't have a 4.5 inch dick, this toy doesn't work very well. It's also a big pain in the ass to get into the cage correctly. And even if you got it into the cage, it doesn't rest comfortably anyway. Like, you see what I'm talking about? So, all right. You know what? But here's the thing. You might be saying, TFM, all right. So they cut a few corners. It's got a weak motor. It's not, you know, it looks like they cut a few corners when it came to the construction. But I bet it's really cheap. I bet this is a very affordable toy. And, you know, you're probably going to get your money's worth. And, you know, you're getting less for less. And I hate to break it to you. This toy is $120 on sale. It's supposed to retail at $189.99. It's on sale for $119. And that is way too much for this toy. If this toy was like $50 to $75, I would say, you know, it's doing some things. It's trying to do a lot. It's trying to vibrate. It's trying to suck. It's trying to thrust. It's trying to do a lot. But at a $50 price point, what do you expect? You know, a lot of corners were cut. It's not going to be the best at anything, but it's, you know, it's got gumption. It's really trying. It's the little sex toy that could. So it's trying to do the most it can at a $50 price point. And, you know, it may not succeed, but, you know, at least it tried. But I can't say that because they're charging $120 for this. And for $120, this should be a lot better. A lot better. So this toy is garbage. There are other toys that thrust and suck and vibrate a lot better than this for the same price, if not less. For $120, this should be a lot better. The motor should be faster. The suction should be more powerful. The toy should fit together easier and be easier to clean and easier to put back together. I can't even get the insert in correctly because everything is fighting me. So $120? No, absolutely not. This toy should be between $50 and $75 at most. And even then, without a coupon code, it should be around $50. You know, if there was, with a coupon code, the toy was around $50, I'd say, okay, it's not the best toy you're ever going to use, but for $50, it does stuff okay for what you're paying for. But at $120, absolutely not. So this toy is garbage, unless they lower the price to $50 or until they make improvements. Let me tell you what they need to do. This insert is awful. Lengthen the toy. This 4.5 inch stuff doesn't work unless you're Asian. So you need to lengthen this by like 1.5 inches at least. And then make the insert actually fit into the toy and lock down correctly. I know, shocking. As far as the controls go, this dial is too stiff. This dial should be much easier to turn. I like the LCD screen. No problems there. I like this. I like the suction. I like that it vibrates. I like that it thrusts. It's just all very weak. So the motor for all of this needs to be made more powerful. Now, obviously, that's going to increase the price point. But this toy is garbage. And for $120, I expect a lot more. So make the improvements. In fact, if you made the improvements I'm talking about, then the toy might be worth $120. But at this current level of quality, this toy is not worth anything near $120. So it needs a better motor, needs to be longer, the insert needs to actually fit the toy, and then we'll talk. Then we'll talk about $120. So anyway, look, I got good news and bad news. The bad news is this toy sucks and you should not get it. The good news is I do have a coupon code for the Sohimi website and you can get something else. There are other toys on that website that are a lot better than this, toys that I've reviewed, toys that I've recommended. So this isn't one of them, but the good news is my coupon code is good for the whole site. So you can use the coupon code in the description, go to the Sohimi website, check out their entire line of toys, and check my old reviews, see if there's a toy that I've reviewed and that I've recommended, and buy that instead, and you're welcome. And, you know, they can't all be winners. Sometimes they send me bad toys, and I have to be honest, this is one of those times. Either cut the price of this toy or upgrade it. Either make this $50, or if you want to charge $120 for it, make it worth $120 by fixing these problems and increasing the quality of the toy. So anyway, you know, I hate to be that guy. I hate to just dump on a toy like this. But the good news is you can use my coupon code and buy a better toy and still save some money. So thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. Maybe send my regards to the manufacturer about improvements or price cuts. But as it stands now, I would not. This toy is awful. It's garbage. So I don't know who told you it's worth $120, but they lied to you. They lied like the devil. Anyway, thank you for watching. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Remember the coupon code in the description. Don't forget that you'll save 15% on anything on the site. Anyway, thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.